Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
We're going to pick up where we left off last week on the cities of refuge. We've been speaking on the six cities of refuge out of Joshua chapter number 20, and the first one that we dealt with was the city of Kadesh, and it means the sanctuary or the holy place. It's known for the refuge and the place of rest. And then we looked at the city of Golan, and the name of Golan means rejoicing, and there is rejoicing found there. And if you've got a trouble in your life, you need to run to that place of Golan. Then we looked at the city of Ramoth, which means high place or exalted. Those that are guilty are in a low estate, but in this place of Ramoth, they are lifted up in the Lord. And then the fourth city that we dealt with is the city of Shechem, and it means shoulder. And we spoke about how the Lord went and left the 99 and found that one that was lost and picked it up and put it upon its shoulders and carried him back into the fold. And today we're going to pick up and we're starting to speak about the city of refuge called Bezer. That word Bezer means fortress. A fortress is a place that's impenetrable by the enemy. And so we're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This will be part three of the message.
That fifth city tonight's called Bezer. Now, Bezer means fortress. A fortress is a place that is impenetrable by the enemy. No matter how hard the enemy blows, no matter how hard the enemy attacks, a place that is a fortress, that is fortified, keeps the inhabitants of on the inside safe from that which is on the outside. Jesus tonight is my city of Bezer. He's the strongest fortress of them all. In fact, he's impenetrable. No, I want you to know tonight, there's no enemy can take him down. Hey, listen, devil had his chance at Calvary. Amen. But I want you to know this, you can't keep a good man down. Hallelujah. On the third and glorious morning, Jesus came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Hey, why? Because he's an impenetrable fortress tonight. You say, preacher, I've been beat down. The whole world's armies seem to be throwing every missile, every single man, a kind of bullet that you could ever imagine. Satan's throwing all he can at me. I know I've been there, but I want you to know there's some help that I've found. I found if I run close to Jesus and I get in his city, amen, I've got some refuge. And I tell you, he can throw all he wants to at me, but I'm safe and I'm secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. He cannot take my salvation tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God, no matter how the devil attacks you tonight, just know this, you're secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Cam, just know, hey, I've been saved by the grace of God, and I know that I have. And I tell you, from this point on, you just keep walking with Jesus inside, knowing this, and hey, I've got a purpose for my life. I've got a Jesus that loves me. I've got a God on this side that's going to take care of me. It's impenetrable. Satan can't take me down, friend. When you're inside this fortified city, hey, some of you fellas, ladies, what you want to do is you want to try to take care of all your problems. Quit going to the door. Stay on the inside where it's safe and send Jesus to the door. I seen a picture before I came up here tonight, Isaac. I just tried to get the last minutes in. And I seen a picture of Brittany's Lighthouse. You can go home and Google it if you want to. And it's a picture of a lighthouse. It's a famous picture. It's a picture of a lighthouse. And on one side of the lighthouse, here comes this big old surge of waves that encompass the lighthouse. But about the time that the man took the picture, you see a little man standing there. He's the watchman. He's the lighthouse keeper. He's on the other side. The waves are roaring on the backside of the lighthouse. And it's encompassing the lighthouse. But here this man stands in the doorway, safe, secure, and dry. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you just let God handle your battles, you'll be a whole lot better off. He's impenetrable, but you're not. And what you need to do is you need to run in that city and you need to stand still in the Lord Jesus Christ and let God handle your battles. He's got it, amen. That's what he wants you to do. You know the relationship that God wants for your life is not for you to take on your battles. The relationship that God wants for your life is for him to take care of your battles, amen. And you need to pray. You need to ask God to help you. You need to ask God to lead you through them things. Listen, hey, some of you don't know what to do right now. The best thing you can do is say, God, I don't know what to do right now, but I'm trusting you to take care of me. David said this in Psalms 18, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my what? He's my rock. David said, he's my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Well, he just about nailed every one of them cities right there, didn't he? This is what David said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Why, preacher? I'm going to tell you something over there in the book of Exodus. If you look at the whole scene, the Egyptians should have took the Israelites. Many times we see it throughout the Word of God, but God steps in and says, no, not today. I'm in charge. I'm the one that's taking care of business. These are my people. Step aside, devil. I've got a hold of them, and I'm going to take care of them. Amen. God's going to take care of you tonight. Let me give this last one. That last city is called Hebron. That's probably one of my favorite places, this place of Hebron. You say, why is that, preacher? Well, that word Hebron carries the idea of fellowship. It carries the idea of communion. It carries the idea of friendship. I want you to think for just a moment, a slayer who is running. He's running to a place of refuge. I mean, he's having to leave his home. He's having to leave his friends. And he's having to leave his family. Once again, unwittingly, unawares, he has killed somebody, what we call manslaughter. Guilty, but it was accidental death, amen. So he's having now to leave his family, he's having to leave his friends, he's having to leave his co-workers, and he's on the run because the avenger of blood's coming to get him. But as he runs, he enters this city, and in this city called Hebron, he finds a new type of communion. He finds a new type of friendship. He finds a new type of fellowship, amen. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? What kind of friendship? What type of communion? What type of fellowship is he going to enjoy in this place, in this city? Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's a communion that no man could ever give him. And it's a friendship that'll stick closer than a brother. So maybe some of you feel like you're on this road by yourself. You say, preacher, I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen, I've stepped out there for God. My family's forsaken me. My friends have turned away from me. And ever since I became a Christian, I tell you, it's been a hard road. Ever since I became a Christian, ever since I stepped out to do something great for God, it seemed like the devil in hell, he just wants to ruin my life. But there's a friend who's waiting on you with his arms wide open. Can I tell you something tonight? Sometimes in this Christian life, we need to go to a place called Hebron. Sometimes we need to get in there. You say, preacher, I tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do. What you can do is this. You can go in there inside that place called Hebron where a people's going to love you. Amen. I think this place is called, I think what you could say it this way, this place is called the church. Amen. When they walk in them doors, they ought to feel a friendship that they couldn't find in the world. When they walk in them doors, they ought to feel a communion that they couldn't find in the world. Amen. They ought to find a fellowship that they couldn't find. Are y'all with me tonight? I tell you right now, Brother Brad, we go to the bars of this world tonight. People are getting drunk. They're just doing what they want to do. You're not going to find the same fellowship and communion there as you can here. Why? Because we're in one mind, in one accord, amen. Focusing on one. That's what this city's all about, amen. This place called Hebron. It's a place you can find communion. Don't forsake your city of refuge. You know what God's given you tonight? God's given you a place to run to in the midst of a storm. He's given you a place to go to, amen, when things get bad, amen. Now listen, I don't understand it, but somehow Jesus, the righteous, guiltless, sinless Son of God, after suffering, dying for us on the cross, Jesus said this, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know what he was saying? Come into my city of Hebron. Come get some communion. Come enjoy my friendship. Come enjoy my fellowship. That's what it's all about. You know what? We know what's real sad? Most people never enjoy the fellowship that they could have with Jesus. They see a religious move on Sunday morning. They see religious things. They see stained glass windows. They see padded pews. And they think if they come here that they're going to go to heaven. But they miss this one thing. They miss that relationship that they could have with Jesus Christ. Well, that's what it's all about, friend. If you miss the relationship, you miss heaven. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, this word speaks of a desire for communion, a fellowship. Even that place, amen. It's a place where God's wrath met God's mercy, amen. As we close, there's one thing that's a matter of concern to me tonight. Outside the city gates, there was a big altar. I heard somebody say this, and I don't know about, Brother Sam, I don't know when the time frame of this was. I don't know if it was before the city of refuge or how that they worked this, but I heard a preacher say this. He said that when people would run to this city of refuge and there would be a manslayer, or the avenger of blood was after them. When the manslayer ran to the city, that they would do this, that they would kneel at the altar outside of the city gates, and they would grab a hold of the horns, and they'd cry this word, "Mercy, mercy, mercy." The high priest was beckoned at that moment, and the elders would come out, and they would hear the case of the manslayer. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, I don't know about you, you don't have to run to the horns, but you can run to Jesus tonight, the Savior. You can run to the Lamb and get right with the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for mercy. And I tell you tonight, if you've never been saved with the grace of God, the Avenger of Blood's after you. He's coming for you. He's looking to take you. If you don't accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't get in the city of refuge, now you think about it tonight. If these manslayers never made it to the city of refuge, do you know what happened? They died at the hand of the Avenger of Blood, and justice was served. I'm telling you tonight that every one of us, because of Romans chapter number 3, verse number 23, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Who's guilty of the blood of this innocent man? We are. And the Avenger of Blood's coming. And if you've never been saved tonight, listen, I'm talking to you. If you've never been saved, I want you to know one of these days you're going to stand in judgment. The Bible said that after this, the judgment, amen. And if you'll get saved on this side, you'll never have to face him on that side. Amen. If you'll get saved and get that city of refuge on this side, friend, I want you to know this, friend, you'll be forgiven and all of your sins will be paid for. If you don't go to that city of refuge, friend, all of your sins are on your account. And you're going to be considered a murderer. And you're going to die the death. And you're going to be cast out into the lake of fire for all of eternity with the devil, his demons, and all of his followers. How awful that will be. So the Word of God's offering you tonight an opportunity to have forgiveness, to enter a city where you won't have to be charged, a city where you can live free and live in joy and peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. His arms are wide open tonight. Respond.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.